And here's something a kid might see while watching TV.
Once upon a time, not so far away, there lived a camp of hungry ogres. One night, they saw an unbelievable sight. A happy meal.
That's right, a McDonald's happy meal. But a consumer group is trying to take the happy out of the happy meal, or at least the toy. NPR's April Fulton has more.
Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science and the Public Interest says food marketing to children is out of control.
The very practice of dangling a toy or other premium to get kids to pester their parents to go into the restaurant and buy food is unethical and, we believe, illegal.
He says McDonald's spends billions of dollars marketing popular toys to kids who can't evaluate marketing the way adults do. And that shapes the way they eat, bringing them into fast food restaurants where they are bombarded with unhealthy food choices. For example, he says, if a child orders a small soda,
the child will get at least twice as much sugar as the federal government advises in an entire day.
Jacobson isn't the only one fighting Happy Meals. Several cities are considering bans on toys in the meals. Santa Clara County, California, has actually done it. They ban toys from meals that don't meet federal nutrition guidelines for fat, salt, sugar, and calories. County Supervisor Ken Yeager sponsored the law.
You would think that these restaurants would want to meet those nutritional standards anyway. They're making these kids fat.
He says one out of four kids in the county are either overweight or obese, and that being enticed to eat unhealthy foods is part of the problem. Outside a busy McDonald's in downtown Washington at noon, the smell of fresh, hot French fries is so tempting. Sarlita Pardlow of Washington says she brings her two-year-old goddaughter here a lot.
Does she like the toys or the food better, you think?
I think the toys.
The little girl's wearing the latest Happy Meal toy, a plastic watch featuring the big green ogre from the movie Shrek. Justin Wilson says lawsuits and bans on Happy Meal toys go too far.
Parents who care about these things can always just say, I want a Happy Meal without the toy.
Wilson's from the Center for Consumer Freedom, a group that promotes consumer choice and takes some money from the food industry. Kids should have treats in moderation, he says, or they can choose low-fat milk and apple slices over burgers and fries.
An enterprising parent can walk out of a McDonald's with a Happy Meal with 380 calories.
But that's not easy to do, says Michael Jacobson of CSPI. Most of the Happy Meal combos available, he says, would give kids about half their daily calories in just one meal. A McDonald's spokesman wouldn't go on tape, but in a statement, the company says it's proud of its Happy Meals and that getting a toy is just part of the fun. April Fulton, NPR News.